Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
They were
matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
Burke down in the backfield. Third and goal to go snap to Newton. He's flushed to his right. Rolling right. He runs to the 10. He's tripped up, and he's brought down by Jamal Adams. Newton, who is surveying toward the end zone, looking to throw, caught from behind the shoelaces, and Adams makes the tackle for Seattle short of the 5. So the Patriots from a first and goal to go to a field goal to go into the lead for the third time tonight. Two receivers right, two left. Edelman motions left to right. Burkhead to the left. Newton takes the snap. It's an option flip to Burkhead behind him, and he makes the one-handed catch, and he's brought down by Adams. And the Seahawks defending well. The Patriots tried to run the option, and Cam Newton with a pitch to Burkhead, thrown for another loss.
I don't like the call here. And he motioned Edelman away. Safety comes down. Loss of four on third and four with no threat of the quarterback to run there. It's almost predetermined.
Newton fires right flat, caught by Harry on the run, upended in the open field. Griffin takes him down, fighting off the block by a Bird.
Right there, you get it. Bird is blocking right in front of you. Why are you going to run over his back? Use the blocker, set him up. I mean, this ain't rocket science, man. It's football.
Are you stupid or something?
I'm as stupid does.
All right, so what do you think? Stupid things the Patriots did.
I think it's tough to look and get a lot of stupid plays because it's really not stupid. It's just maybe in the wrong place, wrong time. Like I think we're understanding what N'Keal Harry is now. He's not a guy that's going to make guys miss. He's going to power you.
Oh, no, that's for sure. When you have the whole freaking field in front of you and you end up getting
Demir Byrd's
up by the
blocking
shoe,
his guy.
That was
and you run right up his back. Like, he's there for a reason to help, like, screen him off. He's not a big guy. He's got him walled off. A
lot of green out there, kid.
Pick the feet up. Put him down. Pick him up. Put him down.
Did that look as bad on your special angles as it looked to us on the NBC broadcast?
Oh, yeah. I thought he could have went for 10 or 15.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah. Gets tripped up by the ankles. He's got big feet. He's got big feet. Big kid.
He shouldn't have been touched by anybody on the play.
No. No. He should have had a head of steam at least 6 yards and run somebody over. Like, he's got power. I thought he was aggressive last night. But, boy, it's catching down. There's no yak. There's no yards after catch.
Well, there's not enough yak.
I'm going to say he's not a bubble screen guy. I'm going to say Bird. I almost said the Bird. Bird and Edelman should be good bubble screen guys. Well, Jacoby Myers sighting last night, too. How about that?
Huh? Did he play?
Yeah, he had a catch.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
When?
May have had two.
It was late.
Yeah. They're moving the ball. He went to him on a curl to the right side.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Nice catch. Caught it, picked up first down. Let's roll. Move the sticks. But the one to Burkhead was like, that's almost like it was a predetermined pitch. Because like Cam didn't push the edge, didn't get the threat of the run. I don't think he had the option to run there. I think that's just called play. Quick pitch left to Burkhead. That was on third down. I didn't like that one. But it's tough to find many. You know, you didn't have a late hit. You didn't have a hit to the head on a quarterback. And pretty clean game for the team. So,
617-779-0985. Getting down to the goal line and not getting in.
Yep.
Having to settle for a field goal try. We're going to call a 51-yard field goal try with Nick Folk possibly stupid.
He could have hit that from 60. He had the length on it. That thing hit halfway up the net.
But he was wide by, according to the broadcast, 7 yards.
Yeah, I heard people bitching, you know, this morning. Put Bailey in there. Let him try it. Well, the leg strength, I don't think, is the issue. He got it there. It's just
accuracy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that different story at the end of the game. Actually,
I mean, when
right?
you lined up for the kick, what did you say?
I'm like, ooh, they're going to get the ball on a 41.
Yeah, that's how it was going to go.
You spot it on the 41. That's where the kick. You miss it. They're going to get the ball there. I didn't want to give them the short field.
I thought he had no shot of getting it.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I'm like, yeah, he's going to know. He's going to miss this.
What was that fourth and what there at that point? Can't remember. I think maybe fourth and one or fourth and two. You're thinking about going for it there.
I'll tell you right now.
It had to be fourth and longer because I would have said that. I would have said fourth and one or, yeah, you go for it here.
617-779-0985. We'll go to Kyle in Cambridge on N'Keal Harry's night. Kyle.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to touch a bit on N'Keal Harry. You know, he led the game in targets, and I think that, like, especially after coming off of week one where he dropped the ball right on the one, like, I think that was a big game for him to come back on, and I'm really encouraged by what I'm seeing with between Cam and him. Yep.
All right, real quick here on that field goal. Was fourth and 10. So you kick it there. Yeah. I thought it was a step forward for Harry. It was good. Wasn't great. I mean, there were some issues here, but, you know, Cam's going to go to him, and I think that's a good thing for him, and Cam's got his back. So you got to keep feeding him and get his confidence going. It's a confidence thing for him. And just don't run bubble screens with him. I'd like to see the fade stop try in the red area maybe. You know, he can catch a slant. He can do this. He can catch the drag. But he's not breaking away from anybody. You know, Josh knows it too.
Mike in Rhode Island. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, guys. So Tom Brady was the quarterback pretty much my whole life up until this year. And one thing I was really concerned about was that special Tom Brady magic where at the end of the game, if they're down, he can just take the team down the field for a win. And last night, I felt like that magic was back. It was a great thing to see. It really got my hopes up for the season. I was wondering what you guys think the next steps are for the team if they want to have a really great season and possible Super Bowl potential.
Yeah.
I've got a long way to go here.
We're going to do that. We're going to talk Super Bowl now.
Here's what I'm going to say.
I'd start by winning the game before you start talking about those things. I'd win the game first. I'd
tell you to sweep Miami, sweep the Jets. Jets are a bad football team. That is disgusting to watch. It's embarrassing that Adam Gase is a head coach. I don't care, quarterback whisperer. He should be out of the league.
You've got to win all the Jets games, Dolphins games. You've got to split with the Bills.
Don't you love Belichick, too, just crediting Gase? Because, like, it's just, you're just effing with the Jets. Like, oh, he's such a good coach. You know, Adam's really had good teams. He just wants to keep him in the division because he knows I got two games on this guy. You know, win the game. Here's the thing with him. You should win the games. Just win the games you're supposed to win and pop a couple here and there. Last night he had a chance to pop someone. It didn't come out on top. Tell you what, Kansas City, watching that game, you see that one where Tyrod Taylor's got the chest issue. He's in the hospital and Justin Herbert finds out that he's starting right before the game. Herbert goes out and plays a game. Plays a good game. They kick and throw. And I thought he's a bust.
I told you that. Didn't I tell you that?
I thought he's a bust coming out. I thought he was too rigid. And he showed some moxie, some poise. He can move. He's athletic. And then
I watched Hard Knocks. I'm like, so this guy can throw, man.
Here's Anthony Lynn. Here's Anthony Lynn saying, when our quarterback's 100%, he's back in as the starter. You don't do that. You don't draft a kid in the first round then. If a kid showed you something.
If the kid can play, let him play.
It does him no good to sit. Like, oh, you got something here. Roll with it. That was Kansas City. You had him. You had him on the ropes. KC ain't that great on defense, man.
No. So I was going to say the next step is compete against Kansas City in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's the next step.
Call back in 2 weeks. Beat the Raiders this week and call me in 2 weeks.
Fix some of the mistakes you had defensively against Seattle. 2 weeks from now, your defense needs to look better at Kansas City.
Right.
That's a step.
Yes. Yeah, I don't think you're going to see Bentley out there chasing dogs. Dogs chasing cars.
He was running around a lot last night.
Running around looking for people to hit. And left and right, he's sort of like Landon Roberts. He's straight on. He's a thumper.
What did I call Landon Roberts? We call him the choo-choo train, right? Train has to stay on the track.
Stay on the track. Go.
Stay on the track.
Left, right,
go.
Tell me to go. Boom, go.
Doesn't go left, right, just goes straight.
Yeah.
Get a little bit of that going on. Yep. We'll see, though. It's early.
It's early.
Week two.
Let's not talk Super Bowl. Come on. Stop.
Read and React is coming up in just a bit at 11:36. We'll get back to the phone calls and reaction to last night's.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
No, I just didn't make everybody right. That's the only thing I regret. In that type of situation, you know, it's humbling to be able to, you know, have the respect of a team, to have the ball in my hands. I just got to deliver. You know, I saw a clip of it. I could have made it right by just bouncing it. I was just trying to be patient, just thinking too much, man. You know, normal, or even just diving over the top. I so many different things that flashed over me, and playing a fast defense like that, as soon as you guess, you're wrong. You know, I definitely learned from this, and, you know, the play was there. The play's been there all game. And moving forward, you know, we just got to scheme up things and being put in that situation again. Hopefully we can have a better outcome.
Is the telephone number. You want to jump on board? Patriots lose 35-30, but I think there are a lot of positives to take away from the game. That's Cam Newton saying that play was there all game. Defending the play. It was there for them all game.
Yeah.
It wasn't there at the end. They couldn't block it up. They couldn't do it. A lot of optimism, though, coming out of this game.
Coach felt that way, too, I think. Post game. Like, played hard, competed hard. Team gave him everything he had. This wasn't like losing in Miami and he's up at the press conference. No. What do you want? Play better. Coach better. Now, where he's just miserable. He was not miserable after that game.
One question made him miserable.
Which one was it?
About the clock management.
Oh, he wouldn't answer that one. I mean, after the Edelman catch, right?
Yes.
Yep.
That he was not entertaining.
About 30 seconds went there, huh? They still had the ball in one.
25 seconds?
Yeah. I think it went from 36 to 13.
I thought it was 38 to 13, or maybe
37 to 36. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. I mean,
did you notice it as it was happening, so? Were you saying to yourself or
I'm
on
like,
the broadcast,
like, I'm thinking timeout, and I'm like, oof. And then I know he had to throw Edelman all the way to the other side to before they snapped it. And I'm like, oh, that's a lot of clock. That's a lot of clock going.
Clock ran down from 36 seconds to 13 after the 18-yard completion to Edelman.
Yeah, well.
Wait, hold on. Was there a question in there?
He asked a question before that.
Oh, okay.
And then the coach asked him, he goes, what are you talking about?
I got it.
After he said after the run, he said no, after the completion to Edelman. And then there's that even longer pause there, Tom. Tom stopped, but then he just says yeah again.
I think that would be a critical questioning that is justified if clock expired on them and they didn't have the ball at the one in the last play of the game.
Okay.
It might have bought you another chance to.
It's not just another down that it would have bought you. It would have bought you more time on at least one of those plays.
Okay, so
you've got 9 seconds to run two plays. You've got no fiddle F around time, right? You can't, not that Cam necessarily, you want him dropping back and risking taking a sack, but there's no time for anything to develop for two plays in 9 seconds.
So
if you've got 20 seconds, and you know, you don't have to use, you know, six and change for each one, but you've got time to let one play develop there at least. So yeah, it buys you not just one more play, but it buys you more time during at least one of those plays. That's what I think you end up missing out on as much as the extra chance.
When he moved Edelman from left to right, was that when he went to Edelman on that skinny to the right side? that he sort of airmailed, like put it up high and went through his hands. Because if that's the case, that's where you could look at that and say, well, you had to reset Edelman. Edelman may have been a little gas there. And maybe the whole process of knowing I've burned 23 seconds, I'm sort of rushing it. And I thought Cam rushed that throw a little bit.
It could be that because you're dealing with clock at that point.
That impacts maybe the way you're thinking, the way you speed things up the next play.
Right.
Where, shoot, I wish I had that throwback. You know, instead of just taking our time here and setting it up and getting a call right in the huddle and maybe calling two plays there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fair to look at that. But, you know, Harry makes the catch. You still have one in your pocket. You burn it. You're there at the one. They probably would have ran him twice. I mean, if you buy another play down there, I think you still run the guy twice.
Yeah. But you get one more shot at it. Or more time on one of the other plays if you want to do something
different. Maybe you get one more shot at it.
Let's go to Shane and Rozzy. What's up, Shane?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
First, just wanted to say prayers for James White and his family. Terrible tragedy. But I wanted to touch on Gilmore and Metcalf. So just from my perspective at home, I wanted to get your guys' perspective too, but it looked like he was getting outplayed and outsized. Do you think that's because Metcalf's just a bigger receiver, or you think Gilmore has a target on his head because he got defensive player of the year?
I think Metcalf rises to the occasion. I think he's a big, big, strong guy.
No one's targeting Gilmore because
he's the best defensive player of the year. That's not a thing.
I mean,
he lines up against the other team's best receiver.
Every day.
Every team tries to throw the ball to their best receiver.
Every game.
He beat him. Couple times.
Gilmore got pissed. And it was a battle. It was a good battle, and I think Metcalf won it.
I don't think our man Stephon Gilmore is off to a great start here this year. I don't think he played well in week one, and multiple penalties against him, and I don't think he played all that well last night.
He didn't give up a play like that till week 16 last year. That's why he won Defensive Player of the Year. I think he'll be fine.
Man,
Metcalf's a beast.
That was physical last night. Those guys were choking each other out, literally.
And for a loosey-goosey bunch over there, and I think, you know, the two teams respecting each other. I know that melee happened at the end of the Super Bowl.
Did you fight DK Metcalf?
No. You stupid.
Would you rather fight him?
Like,
would you fight Metcalf or a shark?
I might fight a shark.
Yeah, I might take the shark.
Police, you poked the shark.
Poked the shark in the eye.
I thought the Seattle.
Does he have his helmet on?
I thought the Seattle bench did a good job trying to break
shark
that up.
Shark or Metcalf?
You know what I mean? Normal, like University of Miami. They're going to beat the hell out of that guy on their sideline. You know what I mean? I think Seattle did a good job trying to break that up, the sideline. Like, there were guys trying to separate the two of them. Gilmore was coming in over the top, and same thing with Metcalf. They wouldn't stop. And normally, one of those, you know, it sort of festers. And
how come the Patriots
explodes.
Can't draft a DK Metcalf?
Stop it.
How come they can't get guys 64, like that?
64th pick.
Yeah.
64th pick. Other teams pass.
How come the Patriots can't get any of those Pittsburgh receivers either?
Oh, man, Pittsburgh.
Another one. They have another new one down there.
Debo Samuel.
What's his name? I forget, but we'll know it more.
13.
Well, it'll roll
his number's 13.
It'll roll off the tongue soon like they always do.
You mean 13 and 17 before we learn our names like Juju Smith-Schuster?
He'll be a household name soon enough. Yeah, Don't worry about it.
Yep.
He'll just be another great receiver coming out of Pittsburgh. Oh. Yep.
But, I mean, look at the value Edelman, though. Like, we talk about all these other great receivers, and then Robert Woods gets, like, $64 million. And like, well, what's your problem, Zolak? He's a good receiver. You really want to give that guy that much money? Like the Rams, how many times are you going to pay these guys, you know? I know Robert Woods is good, but is he really $15, $16 million good?
He's pretty good.
He's pretty good. He's
pretty damn good.
But, I mean, look at the production by Edelman.
And he blocks.
Yeah.
And he blocks. He's gritty. He goes over the middle. He's good.
Yeah.
4 years, $65 million for Robert Woods.
You sit there and look at your Edelman like, what do I got to do? What do I got to do?
He's got to grow about six inches and make his arms a little longer.
Can't do that. Put him on one of them stretchers. Like, go.
I'm just saying. Those are the guys that get paid in this league.
Yeah. Yep.
Those are the big guys get paid.
Yeah.
John and Woburn. Hi, John.
Hello.
Hey. Nope. Hey, John. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good.
I'm gonna start this call off saying that I am a Steelers fan. All right. So
what?
All my opinion comes from a neutral point of view.
Why would you call that neutral?
I love neutral views. Okay. Love these neutral views.
Let me give you my die by the Steelers, so I'm totally unbiased.
Yeah, let me give you my declare my bias here, and then tell you I'm neutral. Come on.
No. I grew up in New England, so I've watched this in my Patriots games. But I've watched Steelers games. So, first of all, I want to say, great game last night. You know, as a football fan, it's fun to watch.
I thought it was just okay.
And anyway. Oh, also, prayers to James White and his family. Yes. That's very tragic. Absolutely. Yeah. And that wide receiver you were talking about, his name's Chase Claypool.
Thank you.
Up-and-coming rookie. But anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Watching the goal line stand at the end of the game, all right, I think Josh McDaniels is the one who's staying up at night thinking about that last play because, you know, they got that run in on the left side twice with Cam Newton, right? And you're up against a Seattle defensive line. You know, they've been known to have a lot of goal line stands, and they're always a furious, especially at the end of the game. I think McDaniels took the safe way out, and I think he really screwed up with that because in the past with the Brady Patriots, I think he would have maybe, if he had a play going that worked two times, he wouldn't have done it a third time. And I think that he didn't have a lot of trust in his defense. I mean, it's not his defense, it's offense. And I think he took the safe way out, and he should have took a risk and made that tight end, I think it was Izzo, pop out after a quick block. Would have been an easy touchdown.
Okay, John, we're going to disagree on this, but you're hitting on the point about the risk. McDaniels wasn't willing to take a risk there. He did. He played it safe. I don't disagree with that point. I said that earlier.
You go with your gut there.
He did play it safe. He did not take a risk. He did not get too cute, as we like to say. He just said, listen, the whole world knows we're going to run this with Cam Newton.
In 2 weeks, nobody stopped Cam.
We might as well
right or
see
left.
If we can get an advantage here.
Last week it was right against the Dolphins. This week it's left against them. So,
and they didn't execute. That play is about execution. They did not execute on the play. They got beat off the ball. Just happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes the other guys on the other side of the ball.
He made a play. Made a great play.
Made a play.
Play, make a play. Like Willie Clay would say. Play, make a play.
Play, make a play.
Larry Williams. Play, make a play.
Play, make a play.
Willie Clay.
Yep. Make a play. Play, make a play. Okay. Play, make a play. Yep. Good inspiration right there, Will.
Well, don't do that to us. Willie Clay was a fan favorite.
Everyone loved
that guy. And then you tell us these things and you say, oh.
Yeah, you get the huddle up and what do you get? What's the words of wisdom? Play, make a play. Okay?
Yeah, but what are we going to do?
What are we going to do today?
Give me playmakers on three. 1, 2, 3, playmakers.
Play. But what play are we running?
Playmaker, make a play.
What play is it?
The playmaker, make the play in the play.
Okay? Idiot.
Sean Jefferson just stand there and shake his head like
right, Sean Jefferson, coaching material.
Yep.
Became a coach in the NFL.
Man, you'd be tripping. Yep. Loved it. Loved it. Loved them all.
What is this? That, are you,
Larry Wiggum be nodding his head.
Talk yep. about it
is, Larry Wiggum be like, yep, playmaker, make a play. Yep.
It sounds like such a dysfunctional group.
Nah, we get together. We all got it, man. Playmakers are making a play. Like, hey, we're playing a game.
Oh, so you all understood it.
Hell yeah.
And okay. Pete Carroll.
Everybody's like, yeah.
And Pete Carroll. Yeah. Pete Carroll was the coach.
Yes.
And he's the same guy who last night decided to throw on third and one.
Woo, come on. Chewing his gum.
How
many,
all right, guys.
How many sticks of gum Pete go through last night? Chomping. Yeah.
Oh, let's get to React. It's next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Sports Hub.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Mike.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's time to read.
Name, I'm not a man, I'm here, I'm going to read.
favorite.
And react.
You an Isaac Bruce guy?
I am, and I am, and I am, and I am. And I...
With Solak and Bertrand.
Right.
How do you feel about this? Go ahead, Zo.
No, go ahead, Peter.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Read and React is brought to you by the Flying Locksmiths.
Oh!
Physical safety is more than locks and keys.
There's suckers flying around up here.
Go to flyinglocksmiths.com to schedule your free commercial property survey because your safety is worth it.
When they come to your house, you leave the window open and they fly in?
I got to say,
they fix the lock?
Those flying locksmith vans have been around a long, long time. Mm. I remember them as a kid seeing them and thinking they were like the coolest thing because the guy was flying on the roof on a key.
And you know what?
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
I lost my key to my shed. I can't open my shed. I wonder if like they could open my shed for me.
Of course they could.
Are you locked out of your shed right now?
No, I have a garage door on one side, but like the front, the doors are locked. I can't open them up. Like, when I air it out, I got to always go in through the garage door.
Oh.
Yeah, they could help you with that.
Suburban problems.
They could help you with that. So, let's get on to it.
There we go.
Read.
Make sure no one gets left out in the cold. Go to eastern.com to learn more.
You sleep with your windows open?
React.
With your windows.
I did last night. It was delightful.
That's a Pittsburgh thing right there. With your windows.
Woke up at about 3:14. I always wake up that time. That's when they come to see you. You know, the other side.
When the clock hits
they
pie.
Talk about I can't go back to bed when I see 3:14 because I'm into that like John Edwards stuff, like the other side. Like they the spirits come to see you.
Oh, you're
but
halfway.
It was so cold in my room. I'm like,
that's what took you to realize
maybe
halfway?
Maybe. Maybe the spirits are there because it was so cold.
Yeah.
I noticed I left the window
open. Or maybe you left the window open and got down to 38 last night.
Bingo.
All right. Injuries. The story of week two, a number of big-name players going down, including several from the 49ers. Here's Kyle Shanahan talking about the turf at MetLife Stadium.
That's as many knee injuries and ankle stuff and people getting caught on a turf as I've ever been a part of. From what I saw, the other team did too. I know our players talked about it the entire game, just how sticky the turf was. And I think that was the first time people played on it, I think.
Okay. We've called multiple games at MetLife, you know, since they built this new stadium and had this turf there. It has a different sheen. And when I say sheen, it like, it's shiny. Why is it so shiny?
A semi-gloss or an eggshell?
No, it's not eggshell.
Oh, okay.
It's not worn out like Gillette where they roll it with rollers because its kicker was all paranoid.
But he said it's the first time they played on it. Right. Like, did they replace it this year?
Does he know? Yeah.
Okay.
Does he know?
I believe so.
Probably. They replace it, but they usually put the same stuff down. Does he know that his team didn't train in the offseason like most teams didn't with the normal training regimen and build up to a season that most teams usually have with your workout program? You didn't have OTAs. You didn't have mini camp. You just went right into camp.
Didn't it happen last week?
So do you remember?
There was people dropping last week.
Do you remember? What was I going to say? 2017.
Yeah.
The Patriots had issues with their turf, and they ripped it up and put it up.
Yeah.
And the Players Association got involved. So just because you have turf doesn't mean it's always perfect. I was talking to Bert about the injury stuff pregame.
Yeah.
And he was making the point, and he talked, I believe, to Dr. Gill, that...
Well, the bone saw.
The types of injuries we saw yesterday may not be because there was less camp and less practice. Okay. That they're just... It just happens to be a bad week, and it's anomaly, and it's not soft tissue. It's not the Achilles that are snapping.
Right.
ACL tears happen every year in this league.
What about the Italian Osweiler? What he hurt? His ankle?
High ankle.
That's a bitch, man. If that's a high ankle, he's
out. He got landed on, though. That had nothing to do with...
I know. That's a four-week deal.
Right.
We're going to stay with that game for a moment. 49ers blew out the Jets. Even after Garoppolo left with an injury. So Jets coach Adam Gase, I was talking about his team's poor performance after the game.
I mean, are you angry? Are you embarrassed? What are you feeling right now?
I'm pissed right now. I mean, that's no fun going out there and getting your ass beat.
Speaks the truth.
So, I mean, we need to get better fast.
Mm-hmm. That's sort of your job. I don't know if you know that, Gase. That's you.
You know, I think Manish, that was Manish Mehta.
Who they hate.
Yeah. Didn't they like revoke his credential in any way?
I think that was only because of COVID limitations.
Oh.
It wasn't because of his coverage. But I don't think Gase likes him very much.
They're not bending over backwards for him.
No. All right, moving on.
Reed.
No! Yes! Тема де Байо! С одним из самых крутых блокшотов в истории плей-офф NBA!
React.
Vikings lost to the Colts 28-11. Kirk Cousins.
Can you believe this?
Three picks in the loss. Here's head coach Mike Zimmer talking about his team.
I've been telling them we can't start winning until we stop losing. And right now we are doing things to beat ourselves with.
You can't step. Right. Can't step.
That's saying, like saying winning. We got to get a lot better around here.
Zimmer's viewed as a good coach,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, dude, you're the coach.
Yeah. He is.
He said we're not good at anything right now. And that definitely looked like the case. What is wrong with that team? There's something fundamentally so messed up with that group.
Who's the guy that just went there and took less money from Jacksonville?
Maybe it does rot from the quarterback down, though, too.
That's not fair.
There's something wrong with that.
Like playmaker making a play.
Is playmaker making a play?
Yeah,
doesn't feel like it.
Not making a lot of plays.
They need more playmakers.
Not making a lot of plays.
Reed.
The Patriots now look for a Nick Foles point after.
It's like Jim Louth out there kicking.
React.
Oh, we didn't talk about the kicker yet. Tom Brady and the Buccaneers got their first win of the season. TB12 on his first Tampa Bay victory.
There were a lot of good things and definitely things we can be better at. So it was fun to win, and we've worked hard for winning, and winning's tough in the NFL, and we're going to take it, and we're going to try to be better next week. You know, we had a few scrimmages here, which helped a lot, and now we're just going to, again, put this one to bed and get ready for next week.
Yeah, football's
scrimmages,
fun.
Scrimmages, huh?
Football's fun.
It was better this week. Fun. It was better this week.
Who was? Brady?
Yeah.
Still some
that
issues.
That game fell flat.
Still some issues with that.
Just that the game that just offense. Felt flat watching it. It felt
multiple,
like the Miami game last week.
Multiple drops. He had Shady McCoy with a drop in the end zone. He had Gronk on a drop. He hit a kid right in the face.
Yeah, who's
right
the kid
the
with the
doink?
Looked like the replacements.
What's his name?
It's some rookie.
Some track star.
He won't see the ball again. He's done.
Multiple drops in that game, Brady. Multiple drops. I still feel like...
Hit him in the hands. Hit him in the hands.
Hit him in the hands. Oh, the other one. Yes. I don't know. It still didn't feel like the Buccaneers were firing on all cylinders
They're
yesterday.
Not. They're not.
I think they still got some growing to do.
Yeah.
Reed.
The Cathedral of Boston.
Oh, stop.
The Cathedral. Finally, the Falcons of Atlanta blew a 20-point lead to the Cowboys. Mabel already called. This was the game of the crazy onside kick.
Yeah.
Here's Falcons head coach Dan Quinn on the team's loss.
It's tough to put a loss like that in place. I told the team there has to be a lesson in the pain of that loss, and I'm sure we'll work into that as we're getting into our preparation for next week, but definitely one that stings.
Jump on the ball.
What a dick.
Man, jump on the ball. Be aware of where you are. You can get it now. Now you get it.
You should no turnover. They don't turn the ball over. They scored 39 points. Matt Ryan threw, what, five touchdowns? Four last week?
First time ever, right? First time ever a team with 39 points and no turnovers lost the game.
Yep. What was the lesson? What did he tell his team?
There's
got to be an underlying
embrace the pain, something like that.
Hold on. It's worth hearing again. Hold on.
A lesson in the pain of that loss. And,
yeah.
There's a lesson in the pain, he said.
What was the lesson for the 28-3 loss in the Super Bowl? What day does he dedicate
to
the
ball?
You
know what? They didn't carry enough pain over from that one.
Thursday's dedicated
yesterday,
to the ball, right?
Yesterday, though, there was pain.
I told the team there has to be a lesson in the pain of that loss, and I'm sure we will work into that as we're getting into our preparation for next week. But
they
got to
get rid of this guy. He's got to go.
He's a clown.
You got to fire him.
Well, dig deep to find the pain and the lesson within the pain. And that just, oh my God.
Reed.
Oh, no.
Oh, he
no.
missed it.
No.
No.
React.
That's it, T-Bone.
Oh,
all right. Thanks, T-Bone.
Good job, Bone.
Thank you, T-Bone.
Thank you, Tommy.
Tommy.
Hey, call him Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
How the hell Favre
Thank
get
you,
in a stadium?
Ski.
How the hell does Favre get in a stadium down in Tampa?
I don't know. I do not know the answer to that question.
Are we not allowing fans? Or are we just allowing
like full
Hall of
blown
Famers?
Fandom? Got my fan shirt on. I got my package of jerky.
Not only that,
he had the Tampa Bay.
He intervenes last week. He throws himself into the conversation on the Bruce Arians Tom Brady dust up. He takes the side of Tom, and then he shows up with a Tampa Bay shirt on, with Brady as the Buccaneer.
Douchey.
Weird. Just a little weird.
Eating a bag of Sun Chips.
Who credentials him?
The team, obviously.
Okay.
Right?
How's he in the stands? I thought you're not allowed people in the stands. That's a state ordinance.
I mean, it's a little different for a guy who's a, you know, NFL Hall of Famer, I guess.
Mm. It's nice how you can bend the rules for certain people. Nice.
617-779-0985 is the telephone number for you as we roll on here on this Monday after a Patriots loss in Seattle.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, Beef. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just,
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Newton in the gun. He takes the snap against the four-man rush. Backs up. Shuffles left. Throws a deep ball down the left side. He's got Edelman. Lays out and makes the diving catch inside the 30. A sensational play by Edelman on the throw from Newton, beating Adams in coverage.
Obviously a lot to get to from a Patriots loss last night, but a lot of optimism and a lot of things to feel positive about with this Patriots team. They competed last night. And I think I would have felt this way, Zoe, if they never got the ball back, even if they were not at the one-yard line.
Yeah, you said that.
If that hadn't even have happened, that final drive is like cherry on top.
Whipped cream.
Like, okay, they almost won the damn thing.
Yeah. Almost stole that game. They were there. Had to play to make it.
Seattle was one play better last night. That's how I look at it.
Yep.
And that, to me, is very acceptable. Now, the good news is the Patriots won't accept it. The Patriots will get back to work and will be motivated by the loss and all of that, which is great for them. But for us, fans.
I just think, you know.
I was happy with the result.
You got a lot of guys that have been here for a long time. And, you know, you're so used to the Brady way of doing things. And you could sit there and you know you're down and you know the team's going to rally because he's going to bring you back. And you've seen it so many times. And you get used to a certain way of doing things. I thought that was good last night because, okay, you kind of saw it from Cam last week. He did it on the ground, right? He didn't blow you away in the passing game, but he did it on the ground. It was more important, he did it on the ground. Now he went out there and played a different way on the road on a tough trip. That's a tough trip. I don't care how you slice it. I don't care there were no fans there. Would have been a lot tougher if the 12s were there. You wouldn't be able to hear anything those final two drives. But it gives the team, I think, a reason to believe in his leadership ability. And if things, and I said it, it's going to be a good test right here for Newton. I said it on the broadcast. I said he's facing adversity for the first time made Charles this year. What's he going to do with it? I think he showed you what he's going to do with it. It's not for me or you or fan. It's for the team to believe in. And you got to stack a couple of these together now. Although everything that you did last night is for naught if you go out there and you lay an egg on Sunday. You come back here and you let freaking Raiders move the ball on you or throw bomb shots the way Russ Wilson did, and it's Carr, you know, Derek Carr. Yeah, that's going to be a problem. You can't go up and down. You need to trend. I mean, they're trending upward here. Good start, week one. Thought they played better week two, even though the defense had issues. But I think from the overall aspect of how do you feel about the team? I feel better about the team after a loss in week two than I did after a win.
Do you know why you feel that way?
Week one.
I'll tell you why you feel that way. It's what you just started by talking about. That's Cam Newton. You feel better about this team because of Cam Newton.
I'm learning a lot about Cam Newton. Yeah.
There is no other quarterback on this roster that could have done what Cam Newton did last night.
No.
They're not in that game without Cam Newton.
Nope.
Sorry.
Nope.
For all you Hoyer or Stidham people, if you're still out there, if you still exist, that thing is over.
Yeah, that's over.
It's pretty clear. Yep. Two games in,
yep.
It is ridiculously clear that it's a great thing that Bill Belichick and the Patriots decided to go get Cam Newton this offseason.
And I think Cam showed you I'm open to coaching because you don't get to that point if you don't absorb everything and listen to what they're telling you, because there's a lot of things they clean up with Cam. I mean, there's some footwork issues. Again, delivery points, another ball batted yesterday, lazy throw to the flat on a couple, but you'll clean that up. And you know he'll clean it up, because the one thing I don't think he's going to do is make the same mistake over and over again. You know, that's where you know you got a problem. It seems like, you know, we're going to get back. We learned from this. He's saying all the right things. I think everything's going well right now. It's a long year. It's only two games. I think it's a good start for the team. I feel better about the team than I did a week ago.
We will get to your calls coming up as we begin the noontime hour. More on this win, what feels like a moral victory.
Yeah.
The moral victory for the Patriots last night. They're 1-1. They lost in Seattle, but there's a lot of positives. I feel great today. I feel like, man, this
team is
going.
Well, you didn't do post-game for 3 hours.
Oh, my God. The team's going in the right direction, though. Things are trending up.
Hardy, it's a different guy.
Things are trending up.
It's just easier to feel better about life.
What time did you get home, Hardy? It is. Hardy, what time did you get home? I got home about 1:45. What time did you get home?
Were you there that late?
Tell you what.
Late night for him.
We didn't break in fifth quarter until about 46 minutes into it.
Wow.
We had to get six breaks in. But, like, part of the problem is on the road, they want to get the hell out of there. And with Zoom now, they just start zooming off interviews, because you don't have a melee of open locker room where guys are doing interviews or holding things up.
I'm sure you were compensated appropriately.
I'm always compensated appropriately. They're getting more of Zoe than what Zoe normally gives them.
Oh,
we signed off.
So it's a big advantage for Channel 4. Go ahead.
We signed off at 1:31 a.m. I was in my garage by 1:52 a.m. May have been a new record. I'll have to go back and check the charts from the last couple of years.
All right, we'll get back to your calls coming up right after headlines. No commercials.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling.com. HelplineMA.org.